From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. U.S. and South Korean Navy ships have been firing artillery and dropping anti-submarine bombs off the coast of South Korea today as part of joint military exercises aimed at warning North Korea against further aggression. International investigators say North Korea sank a South Korean ship, killing 46 sailors this spring. The North denies that. Dwali Saikautau reports General Walter Sharp, commander of U.S. troops in South Korea and the U.S.-led United Nations command there, is calling that sinking a violation of the armistice in place since the Korean War.
Speaking at the truce village of Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone straddling the two Koreas, General Sharp said the unprovoked North Korean attack on the Chonan warship is the latest in the long series of North Korean provocations. He called on North Korea to live up to the terms of the armistice agreement and to cease all acts of provocations. Pyongyang flatly denies attacking South Korea's naval vessel in March and strongly protests the large-scale military exercises. North Korea has warned it will retaliate. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
BP says the executive who will replace embattled CEO Tony Hayward is the man who's currently leading the company's response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says Bob Dudley will also be the first American to head that company.
Dudley, who spent part of his boyhood in Mississippi, is taking a different approach. It includes a large dose of modesty and humility. He appeared on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're going to learn a lot from this incident and this accident. It's a terrible, tragic accident. We're going to learn a lot. The industry is going to learn a lot. And there's no question that we will change as a company.
Dudley said one big change is that BP will be a smaller company. It plans to sell $25 to $30 billion in assets to help pay for the spill. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Dudley says plugging the runaway well is a top priority. NPR's Richard Harris says work crews are making preparations to try to do that.
Well, they're planning to attack the well from above and below. They are at work again on the relief well that will eventually be used to pump cement into the bottom of the blown-out well. They're also preparing to pump heavy fluid into the well from above. This is called a static kill, since the oil in the well isn't moving right now. And if all goes planned, that will start on Sunday.
But if the static kill is successful, is there still more to be done to make sure the well is sealed?
Yes, they will still need to complete the relief well because the static well might not fill the entire well with cement. The relief well should plug up all the passageways that oil and gas have been using to get to the surface over the past 3 months.
Thanks, NPR's Richard Harris in Washington. A new report says home prices are up for a second straight month, rising 1.3% in May in a survey of 20 major cities. Adjusting for seasonal factors, though, reduces the increase to only 0.5%. In a separate report, the Conference Board says its consumer confidence index is down further this month. Stock prices are now mixed on Wall Street. The Dow up 10. The Nasdaq is off 3. This is NPR News. The body of one of the two U.S. sailors missing in Afghanistan since last week has been found. NATO forces are searching for the other sailor. The Taliban are claiming to be holding him captive. A new study finds that conditions for children in the U.S. were getting worse even at the start of the recent recession. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the annual report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows a rise in child poverty and teen pregnancy rates.
The annual report includes data from 2007 and 2008, when the recession's impact was just beginning to be felt. Even so, the foundation says a million more children lived in poverty then than in 2000, and researchers expect that number to rise. There were also more children living in single-parent households, and teen pregnancy rates, which had been going down, also started to go up. The foundation says the good news is that more teens were either going to school or had received a high school diploma. Patrick McCarthy is CEO of the foundation, which advocates for disadvantaged children. He said the biggest concern is how a slow economic recovery will affect low-income families in the coming years. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
City council members in the small working-class city of Bell, California, have agreed to give up their controversial $96,000 a year salaries and take a 90% pay cut. Bell's mayor, Oscar Hernandez, was booed when he tried to greet people during the council's meeting.
Okay, I say hi. Good evening. How's everybody today?
That sound from KNBC-TV. Hernandez says he will finish his term without taking any pay, and he apologized to residents for the high salaries paid to a number of city officials, some of whom have now resigned. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.